this month has been about spiritual living through transformation and evolution. What better topic for an Easter Sunday morning? Because today is the ultimate transformation. It doesn't just happen one time, by the way. We are continuously realizing that this is like the ultimate upgrade. We're in an evolutionary process all of our lives. And each time we become closer to remembering who we are, the authentic self, as we awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence, we come closer and closer to remembering that we are happily human, but splendidly spiritual. And when we accept and acknowledge that we had a way shower, allowing us to see what could be done, that we can do as well, and as he said, even greater, then we realize that we're in a beautiful evolutionary process. We do deep personal work. This is from the Centers for Spiritual Living. Deep personal work of self-discovery and healing to reveal the greater truth of our divinity, our wholeness, and our freedom. There's great freedom in remembering who we are. There's a lot of limitation in falling into the only human limiting experiences and beliefs and opinions. Have you noticed that there are human experiences, beliefs, and opinions all around us? And we have some of our own. We're moving beyond that. We're ultimately coming to the place where, even if it's just for a flash, every now and then, we recognize the truth that there is one life. That life is God's life. That life is your life and my life, not later, now, right now. And this is a fabulous realization. As Ernest Holmes said, Christ is the embodiment of divine sonship, which has come with varying degrees of power to all people in all ages and to every person to some degree. Christ is a universal presence. You see, as the personage of Jesus gave way to the radiant consciousness of the Christ consciousness is the point within everyone, no matter what we may call ourselves, the point of that divinity within each one, that power, that infinite love, that magnificence, the ability to co-create, that point of the divine within each one of us. Each of us is being awakened to the deeper spiritual truth of our real divinity. It's okay if we get it in little glimpses. This light of mine, we're going to let it shine, but we're going to get little glimmers of it first. And sometimes things seem dark, so dark around us, or we feel as though we are in that tomb, and circumstances seem to be pressing down on us. We spoke a few weeks ago about the hero's journey. Jesus personified the hero's journey so magnificently. And we go down, down, down into the darkness, just as the seed must be in the ground, and to gather the strength that it needs, and the motivation that it needs, the nurture that it requires from the soil, until something within it just says, I gotta bloom. I've got to grow. I've got to get up above into the light and begin to be the magnificent expression of life that I'm here to be. So there's a gathering all around the world right now, this Easter celebration. There's an energy. There is a sense of new life, new birth taking place. And it's not only to celebrate the immortality, the eternality of a single person. It's to rejoice in the new life that this story brings to all of us. Jesus the man, our elder brother, the way shower, he attained the consciousness so completely and so perfectly that he became not the great exception, but the great example. Don't we need some examples, some heroes in our lives to show us the way? Now, in diverse cultures, over centuries, there have been a variety of dying and rising gods preceding the stories of Jesus, whether it was in Greece or Egypt or Mesopotamia, Babylon. The message is deep within the human consciousness. that we are more than we appear to be. That there is something deep within that wants to experience, express greater life, and to co-create that with other awakening people. We're in the process of awakening. And so this sense of aliveness within us that's greater than what we're currently experiencing or what we have believed about ourselves, our families, our culture, our world in the past. It's deep. It's real. It's not going to go away. And even in the times that we have had personally and as a collective of things just looking bleak, and how are we ever going to work through this one? Anyone ever been to those places? Well, even then, there is the necessity of dying to what is not completely true, to give up those opinions about I'm only human, and to let the limited self become unlimited, as it already is. Ernest Holmes says, as the human gave way to the divine, as the man gave way to God, as the flesh gave way to spirit, as the will of division gave way to the will of unity, Jesus, the man, became the living embodiment of the Christ. Now that presence had always dwelled within him as it dwells within us. It was Meister Eckhart who said, pear seeds grow into pears. Apple seeds grow into apples. God seeds grow into God. The seed of divinity within each one of us is perfect. It has never been touched, never folded, stapled, or mutilated. It's always perfect, no matter what may have been our experiences. And those experiences are really for our growth and the opening of our eyes to be able to see who we are and who each other really is. Everybody opens our eyes. I remember with my first child, there was a little girl in the neighborhood who wanted to come and see the baby, baby Jim. And he was just a couple days old. She looked at him and she said, his eyes are already open. She'd only experienced puppies before, apparently. Our eyes are continuously being opened to a greater reality. And it's the eye of the heart that must open to the unity. We see in divisiveness. Look at the world, but please not too long, because it could be upsetting to see the divisiveness, the polarity, the conflict, all of which is in the process. I want you to hear this. All of which is in the process right now of being healed and transformed. Why? Because there are not hundreds, not thousands, but millions of light workers all over the world. Here we are. Thank God we're not the only ones. That we are working together to maintain the vision of unity, of love and wisdom that comes from seeing through the eye of the heart. Moses came and taught about the law. Jesus came and taught about the love. He said, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And love is the fulfilling of the law. It's not always easy. Have you noticed in a tough situation when people might even be a little disagreeable to stand in the presence of love? Do you know that just making the attempt changes the energy in the room? Just choosing differently, I'm not going to buy into this. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I'm changing my mind right now, and you can make all the noise you want, and I see you as a beloved, the beloved in whom God is well pleased. If you say that out loud, they might not understand it, but if you know it in your heart, they might. to just stand in your truth of love, no matter what the conflict may be. It's not easy. This whole life is an interesting journey of evolution, of transformation. So here's the great news. There's a lot of great news today. You and I are rising to that state of being the embodiments of the Christ, or the Atman, or the Buddha, or whatever that word for you is, the truth, that speaks to you of your authenticity. Now, you're human. Authenticity is fine. But we're so much more than that. This is the ultimate transformation. This is the ultimate upgrade. I'm not sure what number that would be. Any number we wish to assign to it. So as we embrace this divine power and allow it to motivate us to do everything we do from the heart of service, from the heart of joy, from the heart of co-creative activity with others, the more we do that, then we find that those wonderful words from Scripture really do apply. We are changed from glory to glory. Imagine that caterpillar as it is changing its imaginal cells. It's not doing it. It was drawn after eating a lot, right? The very hungry caterpillar, right? It knows it's going to be kind of in its cocoon for a long time. Sort of like having a little extra bowl of cereal before you go to bed. So that cocoon holds that, just holds the caterpillar as the imaginal cells begin changing. It's not doing that any more than we are doing our own divine transformation. We need to be willing, but there's a power and a creativity and a great intelligent action within us that is changing our own imaginal cells. So that when it suddenly begins to come out of the cocoon and its wings, it didn't have wings before, are still wet, it's not ready to fly yet. We experience a sense of our spirituality sometimes in advance of when we're really ready to go out there and prove it. Let our wings dry a bit in the sunlight of God's love. And we know when we have the strength to start walking up to the edge of that cliff, as we said last week, wings will be provided. They're always provided. Either there's going to be something solid to stand on, or wings will be provided. Think of all the times in your life, it's easy for me to do because change is my middle name, it seems. And I have learned the grace and the joy of moving from one amazing experience to the next and just giving thanks for the cocoon that I left, giving thanks for the ability to let these wings dry in the sunlight of God's love, and then to move me into the next experience. Yes, we need to make our choices. I am choosing to move in the direction of my dreams. I am choosing to elevate my consciousness in order to bring all of the innate gifts and treasures within me to the world. This is what we do. We have to be willing to do it, and then the rest of it just takes place because the universe always says yes. That divine presence within us all that bonds us, that connects us, that opens our heart, the eye of our hearts to each other so we behold the beloved within each other and within the people out there we don't even know. To walk down the street and to behold that presence of the divine within each other, don't you think that this is ultimately what we are doing? We're in the process of bringing new energy, true energy, into our families, into our workplaces, into our centers of faith, and into the larger community and into the world. And it is here, in this place, that we remember our true nature and allow ourselves, just allow ourselves to be lifted out of whatever may be troubling or confusing. We get troubles, we get confusions. That's part of our human experience. But thank God that we have the opportunity all the time simply to remember, and to remember that transformation is forever taking place. Like the cold winter. Did we have a cold winter? Do you even remember it now? Did we have snow just a couple weeks ago? Just as that cold winter gave way, how quickly the green grass started showing up, right? And our little wonder dog, Yoga, she does okay in the snow. I mean, she does what she needs to do, and she'll walk through it, and she'll do, you know, okay, so can we go in now? It's kind of cold out here, but thanks for having a brave walk. But now she runs like a little gazelle. Yeah, we take her to the park. She runs from one side to the other. And it's like, freedom! That's what we're in the process of gaining right now. Don't you love the idea of freedom? We've been through the dark, icy places. Is there anybody here who never experienced any dark, icy places? I don't see any hands go up, but I didn't ask for any. That's good. You see, that's for our growth, for our greater awareness. And seeing that other people, having heroes, whether here on this earth or previously, assures us, reminds us, gives us courage that we get to keep walking, that we allow ourselves to be lifted, lifted up. We've been through those heroes' journeys, and we continue to be. We're called, we hear a little voice, we say, not now, roll over, go back to sleep. We're called again, it's like, things are getting a little uncomfortable here. Maybe I do need to try something new, but not yet. And we go at our own pace, and that's good. And then we have other people, like right here, in this very community, who are there lovingly supporting us. We support each other as we're moving along this path. So the cold winter gives way to the green grass, the green shoots, and the green, yellow, pink, purple blossoms. We transform this dream of I can't, and that's not a dream, it's a nightmare. We transform the dream of impotence. I can't do that, I'm only a girl, I'm only this. I'm too young, I'm too old, I didn't have the education, I'm overeducated. Think of all the strange opinions that people have about why we're limited instead of free to run from one side of the meadow to the other. And this world is a beautiful meadow. We ought to be experiencing it with such joy and such a great sense of adventure. So we awaken from this dream of I can't to realizing, God can. God in me can. Therefore, I can. That's the whole secret, and the secret's out. And you can go tell everybody now. That we can do anything because we are centers of God consciousness. And it's awakening to that awareness that I can do anything because God can, God in me can, I can. That is where the freedom comes. Ernest Holmes says, the gift of heaven is life and not death, love and not hate, peace and not confusion. As we enter into this paradise through the gateway of love, love overcomes, and everything that is neutralized, that is unlike itself. We're no longer focused on the cross, the tomb, the stone, for today's a great celebration of new life. It may not have been obvious before. When these flowers were growing, we didn't see them. They had to come into the fullness of their innate beauty. And that's what each of us is doing as well. So Jesus showed us the gateway to new life. He said it's the awareness and the practice of love. It's that simple. It is the awareness that each of us is an expression of the divine. Everything that is a quality of the divine resides within us. God is love. You are the essence of love. And what we do with that essence is the expression of it. And oh, there's so many ways to express this love that we have. This was his greatest teaching. Look beyond and see. See what? See life where there didn't appear to be any. See love and compassion and forgiveness where conflict seemed to exist. See the peace. See the clarity in the midst of the confusion. This can be done without a word, but just beholding it, just remembering that it is a divine quality that does not change. And we can bring our awareness to it. Now, these are the tools for our rising in consciousness, for letting that God seed grow and transform us and thrive. This is our purpose for being here today. This is our purpose for being here every day, to wake up to who we truly are. Ultimate transformation. Whatever visual we have in our minds, like this, isn't this a good one? The bountiful bouquet takes place because each of us brought the magnificent gifts that are uniquely ours. Do you know that there's no one else in the whole universe like you? You don't have a twin, even if you have a twin. You can take your fingerprints of twins, and they're different. And each one who is born into this beautiful world, and aren't you glad you were? I love this world. Each one born from the Spirit, living in this world, going through our transformation, we have so much to express. We have so much to learn. This is a playground. It's a university. It's a wonderful place to be. And it becomes more wonderful when each one of us chooses to bring our gifts to each other, to the world. I am so grateful that you are my extended family. I am so grateful that we're just evolutin' right along together, that we each have the opportunity to be the most magnificent selves we can be, and to just say every now and then, God, you're such a show-off. God, you're such a show-off. I love Easter. It's my favorite holiday. I'm so glad we're sharing it together. So this is the ultimate transformation, isn't it great, that we all arrive. There's nobody ever left behind. So today, let that motivating power of love nurture and lift us. Let the wisdom guide us. Every step of the way is fruitful and beautiful. Will you say with me, today I'm reborn into a larger awareness.
Today I am reborn into a larger awareness.
I embrace the Christ consciousness.
I embrace the Christ consciousness.
I am renewed in divine radiance.
I am renewed in divine radiance.
And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Happy Easter. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.